The United Nations said today that energy efficiency for power plants, buildings and cars is the easiest way to slow global warming. A UN report about climate investments, outlined to a meeting in Vienna of 1,000 delegates from 158 nations, also said emissions of greenhouse gases could be curbed more cheaply in developing nations than in rich states. Climate negotiators have assembled in Vienna with calls for a global deal beyond 2012 to replace the UN's Kyoto Protocol. Martin Hiller is a spokesman for the WWF Global Climate Change Programme. He spoke to us from Vienna.
We all know across the world, every government and most citizens know that we need to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions, our greenhouse gas emissions, in order to avoid that global warming spins totally out of control. But it's not a small thing to get 200 countries to agree on how to change basically all the way how they supply themselves with energy. The Vienna meeting where I am now is a critical meeting because it actually prepares that discussion in Bali and that discussion for the next 2 years. You need to be very organized about these discussions between 200 countries. Otherwise, you just end in chaos and nothing comes out of it. And that's what we want to avoid. So the Vienna meeting in itself will not come up with huge decisions. It's a household meeting, if you want. It's a planning meeting. It's getting your act together. It's a little bit like when you have to cook a very big dinner for many people. You need to start at the very beginning and think what menu you do and think what you need to buy and think when you need to buy it and how you prepare yourself. And the Vienna meeting is one of those meetings.